And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble is hurrying up the main street of Rosehaven, Long Island, in order to get to the bank before closing time. And as he reaches the door, we hear...
Take it easy, Mr. Noble. It's a hot day to be hurrying.
Hello, Mr. Forbes. I thought maybe I'd be too late if I didn't hurry.
As a matter of fact, I was just about to close the bank door when I spotted you.
Well, if I am too late, I can come back some other time. It isn't that urgent.
Oh, nonsense, Mr. Noble. Come on in. I'll just close the door after you so that no one else will follow.
Well, that's very decent of you.
Not at all. Glad to oblige. Now then, I guess that'll do it.
All I want is to get into my safety deposit box. If that isn't too much trouble.
Perfectly all right, Mr. Noble. Now, just follow me.
I should have come in half an hour ago, but I let the time slip by, and then I saw that it was practically closing time. I know this is an imposition.
Don't give it another thought. I'll open the door to the box in just a minute here.
Gee, that's a pretty impressive sight. It hardly makes a sound.
It gets pretty well oiled, I guess. Now then, will you sign here on this pad?
Right. There you are, Mr. Forbes.
Thank you. And now your key.
Oh, yes, of course. Here.
All right, this way, Mr. Noble.
Thanks.
Now, we've been seeing a little more of you folks here lately.
You have?
Yes, indeed. I was remarking about it to Mrs. Noble just the other day when she came in.
Oh.
Of course, Mrs. Noble comes fairly regularly to the front part of the bank, so we don't see her back here in this section.
No, I suppose not.
Well, then, let me see. Yeah, here it is. Would you like to take this to the booth, Mr. Noble?
No, thanks. That won't be necessary. I just want to put in some papers. Won't be a couple of seconds.
Yeah, just you say. There's no hurry. If you just let me know when you're ready, I'll let you out.
Larry puts his safe deposit box down on a table close by and prepares to open the cover, not aware of what he will find. And meantime, in nearby Oyster Bay, Rupert Barlow, fabulously wealthy man about town, is in earnest conversation in his bedroom with his man Victor as Rupert dresses. And we hear...
Victor, why the devil you can't stay around so that you can help me when I ring is more than I can figure out. This whole household is going to pieces lately. Miss Julia used to run it so well. Something's happened to her.
Well, I thought you said you were going to stay around here this afternoon, Mr. Barlow.
Well, I changed my mind.
I didn't expect you'd want me, so I thought I'd check up a little on Miss Julia Dixon and her Bermuda boyfriend. That's what you asked me to do.
All right, Victor, all right. I'm not questioning you. Just hand me that green tie from the rack.
Yes, sir.
What about Miss Julia and that insufferable Oliver Wilson? Did you find them?
I'll say I did.
What do you mean by that?
They were sitting down in a boat dock when I last saw them.
How long ago was that?
Just before I come back to the house. Maybe 15 minutes or so.
Wish you'd shove the young idiot into the Sound.
Yeah, that chance. He can swim like a fish. Besides, I wouldn't like to tangle with that guy unless I was equipped.
Well, I've had about all I can stand from that fellow. I'll have to figure out a way to get rid of him. You'd better try to think of something too, Victor.
I don't know, Mr. Barlow. If it was me, I'd slug the guy and drop him in the Sound.
Don't be ridiculous.
He's got Miss Julia on the run, I know that.
What do you mean by that, Victor?
The last I saw, he was holding her in his arms and kissing her.
What? I don't believe it. Miss Julia's far too discreet.
Okay, I'm telling you what I saw is all.
So that's all she cares about me, behaving in that shameless way.
You must be nuts for the guy, Mr. Barlow. I can't figure him out.
Well, I won't put up with it.
When I first saw him down in Bermuda after you came home, I had him down for a phony, strictly a fortune hunter. The way he plays up to Miss Julia after you tell him she hasn't any dough. I don't get it.
He's going too far.
You suppose he actually could be nuts about her?
Well, Miss Julia is an extremely lovely woman.
Yeah, sure, I know, but...
And if we don't think of some way to get rid of him, he's liable to ruin her life.
Yeah. Look, suppose we take him out on the boat and he just don't come back.
Victor, you know I won't consider any violence.
Oh, I don't know. I can remember times when my set of brass knucks come in pretty handy.
Don't talk like that, Victor. Not when you're in this house.
Okay, but still and all, if you want to get rid of this guy, maybe you just ought to run him off the place. Tell him to scram.
But I can't. Miss Julia is in a too highly emotional state. She might do something rash. Something that would completely upset her whole life.
Okay, so what if she does?
Don't Don't say things like that, Victor. I told you before, I won't have you speak disrespectfully of Miss Julia. She's one of the finest women in the world, and one of the most capable. Why, I couldn't get along without her. She runs my estate. My whole way of life would be changed if she left me.
Well, if that's how you feel, why don't you marry her? She's been trying to get married to you for 10 years.
That's enough. Sometimes, Victor, you overstep yourself just because I've allowed you so much leeway in the past, taking you into my confidence.
Yeah, maybe called on me to get you out of a couple of bad jams, if you want to remember.
Never mind. That has nothing to do with what I'm saying. We've got to figure out some way of getting that young Wilson to get away from here, to leave us in peace. As it is, I scarcely dare to go anywhere myself. Maddening. Particularly right now when I want to be spending considerable time with Mrs. Noble. I have a feeling that it would be most rewarding right now to be attentive. And here I am, badgered by these domestic issues.
Yeah, it's tough, all right, boss, but I still say the thing to do is slug the guy and get rid of him.
That's out. Why, Miss Julia wouldn't stand for any violence. What we have to do is find some way of making him appear ridiculous in her eyes.
A guy like that, 10 years younger than her, with a pair of shoulders like his? That chance we got. I still think he's a phony playing some kind of game. I can't figure out the angle. Look, maybe if you call the guy's bluff...
What do you mean?
Tell him to go ahead. Tell Miss Julia to run off and marry the bird.
Victor, are you absolutely crazy?
No, I just think...
I don't care what you think. I don't want to hear any more. I'll have you know that I wouldn't think of doing anything that would drive Miss Julia to such an act of desperation. I think far too much of her. In fact, she means a great deal to me.
Okay, then, you marry her. The only other move you got, Mr. Bottle?
When I want your advice, Victor, I'll ask for it. Meantime, I won't need you for the present.
Yes, sir. I was only trying to help you out of another jam.
Rupert Barlow scowls fiercely into the mirror as he knots his tie. And at the same time, we turn to the Noble's house in nearby Rosehaven. Larry, accompanied by the Noble's house guest, Claudia Vincent, has just turned the car into the drive. As Mary sits apprehensively at the desk in the living room and waits. And then...
Thanks so much, darling. You were sweet to spend all that time driving me down to the village.
Well, not at all, Claudia. I got a lot out of this trip. In fact, I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Why, Larry, what in the world do you mean? Are you trying to pay me a compliment?
What? Oh, yes, of course.
Well, you don't sound very convincing, Larry. Well, shall we go into the living room and have a cigarette?
Just as you like. I'm going to find Mary.
Oh, well, do sit down for just a minute, won't you? Why, here she is, Larry.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, dear. Did you just get back?
Yes. Didn't you hear us?
I guess I was too intent on this note I'm writing.
Oh, Mary, you should have seen me at that diner in the village. You'd have said I was a terrible pig. I simply gorged on bacon and eggs and toast and jam and all the most fattening things.
I expect you were very hungry, Claudia.
Oh, famished. Utterly famished. Well, I suppose it's a letdown after all the worry about Larry's play, you know, and part I'm to do in it.
Yes.
By the way, Mary, you haven't said a word about what you think of my good fortune.
Oh, but I did, Claudia. I said I hoped you would be very successful in your first role on Broadway.
With Larry to play opposite? Now, how could I fail? He positively inspires me to reach heights that I never would have believed possible.
How nice for you.
By the way, Mary, I wonder if I might have a word with you.
With me? Oh, why, of course, Larry. I didn't mean to appear rude. I was just addressing this envelope. What is it you want to say?
If you don't mind, I'd like to speak to you privately.
Oh, really? Well, I don't mean to be in the way. If you'll pardon me, I'll leave at once. I had no idea I was intruding.
Claudia Vincent, in thinly disguised irritation, leaves the room. As Larry waits till she is well out of earshot, and then, what will he have to say? Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.